SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Taking over. Let's go. It's Pharrell.
Coast to coast.
Steaks, chicks, stacks. You and I are going to make a lot of money. It's Pharrell. Coast to coast. It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast, in the biggest way possible. Hanging out. The bad seed, the broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad lot, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Pharrell Play Show right across the river and through the woods from where Granny likes to come over and steal my Indica Blackberry Cream and then laughs at me when she's driving down the road smoking a big fatty and having a shot of JMO in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do be. All my friends that come around, flat to party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess, this town's tattered, my brains are splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shack out. Ooh, hey, what's gigging? It's Pharrell with our boy, Cam Stewart in Toronto today. Mafia running it with LTN in Kansas City, Mo, home of Patrick Mahomes. He's a girl, Dad. It's a boy dance party. It's a boy dance party. All right, there you go. Birthday roll call. Here you go. Mo Wilkerson, 31. Heath Miller, Steelers, 38. Robbie Cano, 38. Brad Stevens, genius, 44, without any rings. Ichiro, 47, badass. And Brian Boitano. Mavi is a big fan of figure skating. 57 today. His favorite athlete, Brian Boitano. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All right, we got it all for you today. Tons of stuff. Carver Hyde's at the Cape Cod Irish Open, already five sheets deep. He's just absolutely, like, covered in liquor right now. Brandon Lowe hits the big two-run homer. We'll hear from Kevin Cash. Dave Roberts will talk bad about Dustin May and Tony Gonsolin. Julio Urias, we're going to be talking about today. The bad ratings for the World Series so far and other baseball news. You'll get it all in the NBA. Looking at Martin Luther King Day to start the season January 18th. Drag. I wanted my five games on Christmas Day. Christmas is screwed this year. We'll have COVID. And we'll have Granny smoking all my funk. And then the rest of the family that I don't like talking to, I have to spend time with now. I can't watch basketball. Nice job, Mr. Silver. Rockets continue their search for a coach. They're talking about Jeff Van Gundy the most. I still can't believe it. I can't believe his brother got the Pelicans job. Steve Ballmer, how disappointed he was in the Clippers choke. And then could Becky Hammon get the Oak City job? I hope she gets it. With Canada's travel ban still in place due to COVID-19, the Raptors are considering the Yum Center in Louisville to play their games as an alternate home venue. We'll talk to Cam about all that. And then we got great photos of Ed Orgeron with his lover today on Coast to Coast. That is awesome. PJ Fleck and the Govers are fired up to face the Wolverines. Row the boat in Minneapolis on Saturday. We're going to talk bad about Pat Chambers, the Penn State coach. We'll talk about some Kentucky hoop transfers and UFC 254, Habib and Gaethje. You know that Cam's licking his chops for that. We got a double dose of NFL segments, Pain Day style. We'll talk about Yannick Ngakoue getting traded again. Baltimore signs Dez Bryant, for Christ's sakes. And the Eagles tonight playing the Giants. We'll hear from Doug Peterson. We'll talk about all the injuries. We'll talk about Zach Ertz, his situation in Philadelphia. Last night I had Ed Kratz on. He said he thinks they're going to trade him. And then we'll hear from Ryan Fitzpatrick. We'll hear from Tua. We're going to talk about everything. Sam Darnold, Richard Sherman, Austin Eckler on today's show. I want to welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Sports Grid Radio Overnights, Pharrell on the Bench, Sports Rage with Morency, Bagels and Bad Beats with Scotty Wetzel. Get the Sports Grid Radio app. Go to sportsgridradio.com for everything else. Get the YouTube page. Subscribe free. You can watch us do the shows. I'll see you tonight on the bench at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 West. We're also on Mightier 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana. Do you wanna? We're going to talk about the Titans and Steelers. We'll hear from Ryan Tannehill. How about a little juju on today's C2C? We'll get into that. We'll talk Jarvis Landry. Aaron Rodgers makes the rundown. We'll get into some McCarthy. We'll hear from Sean Lee of the Cowboys. He plays about one game every 5 years. The Seahawks are going after Antonio Brown. We'll hear from Pete Carroll. Jamal Adams still roughed up. I got funny stories as well, plus Dan Hoard, the Bengals and Cincinnati Bearcats radio play-by-play voice. Of course, they have a big game with the Browns, the Bengals, and then the Bearcats have a big game against SMU down in Dallas. Now, remember, SMU is undefeated. They get no respect whatsoever. Even when they're on TV kicking ass and taking names, nobody talks about them. We'll break down some college games with Cam as well. We got it all going today. Our boy, Cam Stewart, rocking on Coast to Coast next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What, Mafia? What? Don't screw up the show today because I'll kick your teeth in. What? Do we need all that? Do I have to take that before the segment? This what? Carver High called. He's hammered. Wait, he forgot his what? His betting slips. Oh, I'll take care of those for him. Just tell him I got everything under control there. Tell him to have another Tito's and water. Here we go. Look who it is. Cam Stewart with us from Toronto today. I want to start off, Cam. You look fabulous. Let's get your reaction to no NHL All-Star Game or Winter Classic. And you just said to me in the break that you're in fear for the league itself.
I am, Scott. Here's the deal about the All-Star Game in the NHL. Who cares? I really don't care about All-Star Weekend. The Winter Classic, too. When it first started, it was amazing. But you can't water down a product. Hey, we're going to have a game here. We're going to play in the Cotton Bowl. We're going to play here in Denver, Colorado Springs, Air Force Base. Like, it loses its luster. But I am concerned. This is what I do care about. Regular season playoffs in the Stanley Cup. This is a gate-driven league. Hockey's what they need. They need butts and seats. You know that, Scotty. You covered. You were the play-by-play guy for the Thrashers. You know the Penguins. It's a different league than other leagues. They just don't get the numbers that they do on TV. And if we have a problem with hockey not starting, like these guys got smoked last year. They're going to need money. They're going to need people. And I'm very, very concerned. They could talk all cancel these things. I'm worried about the season, buddy.
Yeah, so just the season itself is what you're worried about. And I could care less about those events either. I actually, on that New Year's Day game, I've watched it before, but I've also blown that off 15 times for bowl games.
You know exactly. What I mean? Like, yes.
I just blow it off. And the All-Star game, I think all of them, I said the other day that the Pro Bowl should be canceled. And I'm not a fan. I think the summer when they have the baseball All-Star game, it's the worst week in sports. And the NBA All-Star game's a joke. And the NHL All-Star game is worthless. I don't know why they have any of them. It's for fans and to make money and to have a national television audience and have a product that they can sell. They try to turn it into something, but it doesn't work for me. Let's start with baseball. Brandon Lowe had the big night. Lau, rather. He hits the two home runs. Lau had been awful. Of course, you know, going into the World Series, the guy was on the worst slump you ever seen in your life. And then this guy, of all people, he was like on a 3-for-56 skid. And he was like seeing things. But then the guy comes out Lau and hits two home runs last night to even up the World Series. Let's listen to the two-run shot to left field off the top of the wall. This is on Fox, last night's game two of the World Series.
That's pretty well hit into left. Back at the wall. It is gone. Second of the night for Brandon Lau. And this is a 5-0 game here in game two.
Incredible, Cam. What did you think to see the guy that he literally couldn't hit the ocean from the beach for a month? True. I mean, that guy had the worst kid going. Literally, when that guy came to the plate in every series, whether it was the Astros or whether it was the beginning of the playoffs, every single time he came to the plate, I would sit there by myself watching a game in the family room, and I'd say, oh, here's an automatic out.
I'll tell you, though, Scotty. Exactly. No, this guy was brutal. But now take a look. Those two home runs were opposite field shots. That's the thing about baseball. It's a game of, like, not just inches and millimeters. Like, once you get it back, you can get it back, and you can lose it quick. What kind of sport? You fail 7 out of 10 times, and you're a hero. A success rate of 3 of 10. This guy might have felt something. He figured something out. It was like what Snell said before the game. Oh, man, you know, I wasn't feeling right. I did some, like, you know, jumping jacks in the room, worked out a little bit. I felt better. But if Lau is back for Tampa Bay, with Azarona and all the other guys that they have right now, that's dangerous, because we know the pitching matchup, they match up with the Dodgers there, and their bullpen is very, very deep. So if Brendan Lau can actually hit and get hot, we got a series, buddy.
They're the best team in baseball with a lead. They have the best record in the league with a lead, and they haven't blown a game past the seventh inning literally once the entire season. Yep. Let's hear from their manager, Kevin Cash, after the game, talking about how Lau and others were struggling, but they can push through.
Brandon's really good. We got a bunch of hitters that have, you know, been slow here as of late, but it does take a little mental fortitude to be able to withstand putting, you already put pressure on yourself, and you're trying to do the toughest thing in sports, and that's to hit a baseball, and you're trying to do it against the best pitching in baseball, whether it's, you know, the postseason American League or now here the World Series. You got to be able to be tough-minded, and Brandon is. A lot of our guys are, and you feel for them when it's not coming as easy as you'd like. But you know, we owe it to our guys to stick with them. And you know, Brandon, go ahead and get hot now. Feel good about yourself.
When they get a lead, they seem to win. They jumped out last night on the Lau first home run. And then that was the solo shot, and then they went from there. And I thought, Snell was unbelievable. He had him eaten out of his palm. They couldn't hit his stuff at all. He was filthy. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said the Dodgers have to be at the top of their game to beat these Rays.
They're a very good team. They're the best team in the American League, and they pitch well. They defend well. They're tough. They give you tough at-bats, and for us to beat them, we got to play good baseball. So, you know, right now we're tied in the series, and be ready to go.
So, Cam, do you think Dustin May and Tony Gonsolin are going to end up hurting this team? Like, because last night they both got lit up. And the bottom line is, if they have to keep throwing them out there at some point later in this series, do you worry about the Dodgers with their, you know, they have certain guys. Obviously, Kershaw looks great, Bueller. But I got to tell you, Bueller against Morton, I got to go Morton in Game 3.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I don't know. Gonsolin should be sponsored by Valvoline, because that hair, man, that's greasy. I'll tell you, he looks like the local grifter outside my coffee shop. Hey, you got any money? You got any money? No, I don't have any money. I lost last night. You know, I bet on the Dallas Cowboys against the Cardinals. Back up. Tony Gonsolin, man, if I saw that guy outside a check cashing place, I'd be concerned. Hope my wallet was on a chain.
No, anyway, wait.
He got an early hook.
Listen, wait. When Gonsolin against Kershaw, so like when Kershaw pitches, he looks like he's writing a manifesto in the woods, like the Unabomber, his hair and his beard. He's got that, like, he's got the whole, like, funk beard going, like, Jesus. Yeah. Which one's worse, Kershaw's look or Gonsolin's? Or Dustin May looks like Carrot Top.
It's true. You got Carrot Top, you got Greasy, and you got the Wolfman hanging out in the woods. I'm going to say Gonsolin's look is the worst, because I just the way it looks, just the greasy kind of look. Those are the guys that are always asking me for things and money and trying to pull scams on me. Kershaw just looks like a guy that's married to a tree. He's kind of like, hey, everybody, I'm an outdoorsman, you know, smoking a big blunt.
But if you were a chick,
and Carrot Top, if you were a chick,
and you knew that Dustin May was going to sign a gigantic contract and be worth $100+ million in his next deal, because he's, you know, clearly got filthy stuff and he's the future. He's going to be a starter. Yep. Would you Would you still marry him based on his looks because of the money? You'd still do it, wouldn't you?
Of course you would. Yeah, don't worry. Sideshow Bob Carrot Top. Just get trim, trim, trim. When he's sleeping, Scott, you knock him out, and then you bring out the shears. But Gonsolin's got that look. When I see him there, I go, he looks like too many guys that I know that have turned to a life of crime.
Julio Urias, game four. Whoa. How do you think he'll do?
He'll do very well, and I liked what Roberts did in that last series against Tampa Bay, keeping him in. They were going to throw Jansen in, and that was a tight game against the Braves. He went with him. He stuck with him. He's the key. He is actually the key because Gonsolin, you're not going to get much. May's been very bad, inconsistent. He can be good, but he's the guy. Urias is the guy for the Dodgers, and if he pitches well, the Rays are in trouble. But the Rays are deep, buddy. You saw it. Like, castoffs like Aaron Looper getting the job done. I remember watching that guy in Toronto for 7 years with my heart in my chest. I'll tell you, man, Tampa Bay, people are thought that the Dodgers are just going to roll these guys. I think Tampa Bay could still win this series. Like, I made the bet. I have them in seven, and I bet them at six and 8-1.
So the ratings are terrible. Respectfully, I got about, a little over a minute. Tell me why you think people are turned off by it. No one's watching. Like, they bragged about that they stole the night in the ratings, but it was the worst rated World Series game ever, that game one.
Yeah, people don't have the patience anymore, Scott. I do. I love baseball because I don't care. I can sit there and watch it for 5 hours, have a couple beers, and I enjoy it. It doesn't have a clock. But young kids and others, they just don't have the time in the day right now to invest 4.5 hours in a game. And you know what? The thing about baseball is don't piss off the people that you already have, like the senior citizens. Oh, we got nobody watching. Young people are streaming anyway. No one's watching. It doesn't matter. Don't piss off the people that you already have. And I think they're going to, with this expanded playoffs and all the other junk they're talking about.
So Marcus Stroman, I got 40 seconds. What did you think of him calling out the Yankees?
I don't like it at all. I'll tell you, I defended Marcus Stroman in the past. I know guys that work in the Jays organization, that troublemaker. He throws guys under the bus all the time, chirping, chirping, chirping. What's Marcus Stroman ever done? Oh, I'm the second best pitcher behind Cole. Big deal. I'm so sick and tired of that act. Go out and do something, bud. Like, I'm telling you, for a guy that hasn't really done much in his career, he talks a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what's he done besides nothing? Yeah. The Nationals re-signed Josh Harrison to a one-year deal for $1 million. He was with the Pirates and now with the Nats, kind of a utility guy. We'll come back and talk NBA next on Coast to Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, great stuff, Cam. You know, these may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen. All right, Cam, let's talk about the NBA. So the story is that they want to start on January 18th, Martin Luther King Day. And yep, they're saying, allegedly, that Christmas is not completely out of the picture yet, like that it hasn't been wiped. All I know is that I count on those five Christmas Day games so I don't kill anyone in my family. Is there anything worse than not having the five NBA games on Christmas? I know there's going to be a NFL game that day. I think the Ravens and Titans are playing or something like that, but that's not enough for me. I need the NBA on Christmas Day no matter what.
I'm with you, Scott. I remember when they had bowl games on Christmas. I know how many sad days that I had so much money on the Hawaii Bowl, lying to my parents about going to church and on my hands and knees praying for a Nevada Wolfpack touchdown. Like, we've done some stupid things, but I love Christmas too. And that's what I do. My little cousin actually was a basketball player. He played at it was a star at Canadian University. He's a sports therapist now, but he actually got scouted for the University of Ole Miss in Cincinnati. He's like me, just not as fat and really tall. And man, he was a really good basketball player. I used to bet on other dads at games. We'd make spreads and we'd bet. It was a lot of fun. And I hang out with him all day. We just crashed. We just get absolutely torched. We drink everything that's not nailed down and watch basketball all day. And I'll tell you, it's my favorite holiday. And if they don't have basketball, I'm going to be pissed, and he will too.
So have you, like, so I have prayed for, like, on the way to my title games, championship games that Mafi and I played in. I'm like, come on, big fella, you got to give us one tonight. Just give us a little W tonight. That's all I ask. You can get me for everything else. So you're telling me you actually have been up at church, at Mass, and prayed for your bets? Because I have been at Mass in prayer and everything else where I watched, you know, my phone the entire service and never listened to one word the guy said. But you've prayed for bets, actually?
I have. You know, it's so pathetic. Like, I'm mad about a lot of the dumb stuff I did. Yeah. Hey, you know, Scotty, when you first start gambling in the industry, right, like, it's a process, like in life. When you get older, you learn a couple things. But, man, I did some real stupid things when I was young. And I always remember that time around Christmas. Things got stupid around bowl season, like crazy amounts on, like, the Bebo Brady's Bowl, the Poinsettia Bowl, the Belk Bowl. I'm like, what the hell am I doing? Why am I doing this? Like, I could invest in my future, and I'm throwing money on these guys? Anyway, yeah, I've done some really stupid things, lied to my mom about church and all sorts of not things, hanging out at bars, watching games, pathetic.
Not good.
I'm actually
You're
ashamed
a sinner.
Of myself.
Steve Ballmer is so disappointed with his team blowing a 3-1 series lead that he, fire Doc Rivers. I am not surprised, to be honest with you. I know everyone might be, but I was not surprised. I thought, I said it on this show, that I thought that heads would roll. I also thought that D'Antoni and Daryl Morey would be gone in Houston. Sure enough, they are. I'm not that surprised at what happened to Doc Rivers. I am surprised he got a job in 3 minutes. Philadelphia didn't even blink because, you know, they were talking to everybody else, but they hired him under the table in 3 minutes. Are you surprised at all these developments with, like, the Rockets and the Clippers?
Not really. And I know we had Gabe and I, when we did Game Time Decisions, we had Pete Yiannopoulos on. He used to coach at UMass, and I agree with him. He brought up a really bold point. Like, I'm not really down with this Tyronn Lue signing. Everyone thinks it's great. The Clippers, it was like a country club there, like in the playoffs. Like, you can say what you want about LeBron, and I don't like the, you know, me type of thing and throwing guys under the bus sometimes when they don't deliver. But the Clippers, just the way they played and the way they hung, and I didn't like it. I think they need a little more discipline as their coach. I don't think it's going to happen. I know other guys, you know, they bitched about Kawhi Leonard getting preferential treatment. What about the other turkeys? You know, you're going to strip clubs and doing dumb stuff. That whole team, like, I'm just saying, I don't think he's the man for the job. And I get it. You're a professional, but sometimes professionals need discipline too. You know, as for the Doc Rivers hiring, congratulations. I hope he does a good job. But the track record in playoffs games, Scotty, you know, up 3-1 and losing a lot of the time, that doesn't fly. I would think I'd want to take a chance on some guys in the G League, like unpopular guys. I think that's the way to go. But, you know, it's about the names, right?
So Jeff Van Gundy, do you think he's getting that Rockets job? I cannot believe that literally for over a decade, at least, I've been talking about this guy, unwillingly. I don't want to talk about him. For every single job opening in the NBA, you hear Jeff Van Gundy's name for the last 10 plus years. It drives me nuts. I see a shrink over it.
I'm with you. So what? So Jeff Van Gundy's the guy. He's been doing broadcasting on ESPN for years. What makes you think he's just going to snap his fingers and get right back into it? What about the guys who are assistants who grind every day with their teams? That's what I hate about it, Sky. It's like an old boys club, right? Oh, we'll get Jeff Van Gundy. Stan Van Gundy? Are you kidding me? When I heard that news, I'm like, what? Like, you're hiring this guy? I get you're a defensive specialist, but I just don't understand the recycling of these coaches. They do the same thing in the NHL. And I would rather see a lot of guys in lesser leagues get a chance. That's my take.
I think the Pacers hire was smart. A lot of players respect that, Bjorkgren. And I know that he's got juice, and he did really well in the G League. Here's another one for you, Cam. Do you think that Oak City has the stones to hire Becky Hammond as their head coach? I would love to see her get that job.
So would I. I think it's time, you know, and she's put in her time with the San Antonio Spurs. She's a great, great player, great coach, great listener, great everything. And you know what? What's the difference? I'd rather have Becky Hammond as my coach than Stan Van Gundy. I could tell you that. Like, give her a chance. And you worked under Popovich. You know what's going on. I'm with you, Scott. Like, it's time. The WNBA, these ladies know what's going on. They're very, very talented people. She's been in the NBA working with men for a long period of time. This is a good hire. This is not just a hire because you're a female. It's a hire because you're the best person for the job. And I agree. I don't know if they have the stones to do it, but I would. So would you.
They're changing so much down there. You know they're going to get rid of Paul. There's no way they can carry that contract. I think the rest of that team is going to, I think, piece by piece kind of get broken down. And to start it all over, to go with the youth movement, they have a lot of talent. And remember, they have tons of valuable asset draft picks that they have acquired. They are lethal when it comes to the draft. So I would love to see her get the chance. Like Gallinari, I think, is gone. I would love to see her get a chance to coach those kids, much like they're giving Van Gundy a chance to coach those kids in New Orleans, because they're a very young team as well. What do you think of the fact that the NBA is going to have their draft on November 18th, all virtual, basically like the NFL did it?
Yeah, I got no problem with it. I guess that's what you have to do in COVID times. I'm just, you know, it worked with Roger Goodell, the old, you know, sweater Mr. Rogers style. Hey, why don't you come to my basement and have a scotch with me?
That just sounded creepy.
Come on down. Oh, you saw him in that, like, the, everyone wants that comfortable leather chair, and he's got, like, his comfy clothes on. I'm like, man, I'd love to be commissioner of this league. What's this guy do? He's hanging out, having a scotch, and he gets just gets to have a couple lines on ESPN. Anyway, I think it's fine. This whole COVID situation, too, like, I don't want to sound like that guy, but we got to be serious about it. Like, this is everyone's livelihood. We can't let it get any worse. Like, we need to get back to a level where fans can come to games and things can get real again. And so I can travel to visit people that I want to see in New Jersey, New York, Vegas. And, you know, like, enough is enough, man. Let's roll. That's the way
so
I feel.
So let's talk about Canada's travel ban. Since you're there and you've seen the Jays play in Buffalo, now they're talking about the Raptors playing at the Yum Center in Louisville. Is that true? Do you believe it?
I believe it, but are you kidding me? So you're going to be telling me, just like the NFL, there's going to be, obviously, states are going to let fans in, not at full capacity, and the Toronto Raptors are going to be playing games in Louisville, the Cardinals' home. Are you, like, what the hell is going on? There's no Raptor fans in Louisville, Kentucky. Like, what is this, Scott? Like, they already played baseball games in Buffalo, but that was when no one was around. But look, you see it, all the NFL teams, people are getting them back. 5,000 here, 10,000 here, 15,000 here. There's going to be nobody. What? The two Raptor fans in the state of Kentucky? Go Raptors. You can't even have anybody travel there to watch this team play. It's a joke. Every game's a road game. It's it's government stuff, but that's not right. So you're telling me you're going to have New Orleans Pelicans games, guys are going to be in the stands, and other places are going to have people there, and these guys are playing in Louisville with, like, no one cares about the Raptors in Kentucky.
Listen,
what a weird place.
No, hold on. Seriously, just so we're clear, people in Kentucky, they don't care who's playing. They'll watch fourth grade girls play basketball. They like basketball so much in that state. Like Indiana and Kentucky, I have lived there. I went to Indiana University. I've never seen it. It's like more than a religion. It is every single kid, boy and girl, plays basketball. And in Louisville, the rivalry that Indiana used to have, Denny Crum and Bob Knight, and the, you know, UK Louisville rivalry to this day, I actually think that basketball is so beloved in Louisville. It's, I mean, beyond anything else, I think they like it more than the Kentucky Derby in Louisville. I think the basketball reigns supreme. So if they put an NBA team in there like the Raptors that are as good as they are, I actually think if they allow fans, I think that place will fill up faster than you can spit, because I think they love basketball.
They won't be cheering for Toronto, though. They'll be cheering for the other team, right, Scott? But I agree with you about the love of basketball. Like, that's the thing. They don't have any home field advantage, home court advantage, because everybody's going to be going for the other team. Other than Raptor fans, like, how many Raptor fans do they have there? That's the issue. Right?
Well, I mean, we can't come to Canada because, Mafia, are you still going up to Canada to get the weed?
Yeah, come.
Hold on. Are you still flying? Are we on the air? Check 1, 2.
It's in the mail.
It's legalized in New Jersey in 2 weeks. All right, never mind. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So Cam was just telling me he wants to go to Vegas, even if COVID's everywhere. He's just like, I don't care. I'll touch all the surfaces. I'll put my hands on the bar and put them on my face. He said, I just want to get out of Canada and go to Vegas and drink and party and golf and smoke and eat food and just be slovenly. All right, speaking of slovenly, this is a great shot I have here of obviously Ed Orgeron. So after divorcing his wife of 23 years 6 months ago, Ed has moved on pretty well, it seems like. Here we got some shots of Ed with a little younger poolside action and some bedroom follies. How fantastic is that? That Ed is just absolutely rocking it. Now, look, I can tell you, my buddy he's like 62 years old or something. And he'd been married for like 35 years and they got divorced. And the next thing I know, I saw him and he was dating some like 23-year-old chick. And he was like, he could have been her like grandpa, yeah. This guy. He was 63 dating a 23-year-old. And I got to tell you, it looks, can we show the picture Ed again? Maybe Ed is actually my buddy.
I just love the look shot of Ed. Like, look at him. That's like more. Morning glow.
It looks like father-daughter day before the sock hop. I mean, what is going on there, Ed? I mean, and look at Ed just smile. Look at that smile. He's just absolutely – and, you know, he's got a spleef over on the ashtray at the side of the bed, too, like a big old hoagie. Sure.
You know that these guys, just... too. Here's the deal. Like, it's fun. Good for you, Ed. Like, you know, you're sleeping with younger chicks. But, like, think about all the times that these guys do this stuff and the woman stays with you before, like, you were eating chicken on a stick and the coach of LSU when you were slumming it in your, like, minor league football program and stuff. It's like, oh, yeah, now I can just have sex with anything, that, you know, that's blonde and young and has a heartbeat here. So, hey, man, I'm not telling people how to live their life. My girlfriend's older than me and, you know, it's nice. I like it that way. She understands me. You know, she gets it. Couples who bet together stay together. And we bet on tennis together and we bet on golf together and we go on trips.
She understands me.
She gambles and parties more than me. And it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Oh, yeah. She pours vodka like it's tap water. Like, I can't even keep up with her and I'm a professional.
She understands me. PJ.
I'm sorry, just the facts.
PJ, Flag and the Gophers are fired up to face the Wolverines this weekend for the little brown jug. I know I've drank some moonshine out of that jug. What do you think, Cam? Can the Row the Boaters knock off the overpaid Jim Harbaugh Wolverines?
You're damn right they can. That's the thing about the Wolverines, too. First you lose McCaffrey there. I love the way he scammed these guys. See, I'm gone now. Like, horrible timing. Their best receiver's gone. He left school. Harbaugh never gets the job done anyway. I'll tell you, that Minnesota Golden Gopher team was getting really good. They got a couple guys going to the NFL. But you know what, Scott? I think we got to take the points and row the boat with the Gophers. I think they're probably going to win the game outright. Like, Michigan does not impress me at all. They'll try to play that ball control, smashy in the tee stuff. But Minnesota's a tough team, too. They got a decent secondary and weapons. That thing is, they have weapons, and they can put up points against the Wolverines. Give me the Golden Gophers, chomp, chomp.
Yeah, I like that bet. You know, the president of Texas, Jay Hartzell, said in a statement this week that they're going to continue to play the Eyes of Texas song after the games, despite everyone's objections to it, including players and families that have complained that the song has racist roots. And then this guy's forcing them to sing this song. I don't think that's going to go well for Jay at some point or another. If I'm a kid playing at Texas and I got some creepy old white athletic director ordering me around, telling me I'm going to sing this song or he's going to spank me, I'm going to say to him, listen, I'm going to beat your ass. I'm not singing any song. Kiss my ass. How's that sound? or get rid of me. Let me transfer. Let me out of here because I'm not playing for you, and I don't play for this coach. I play for myself and my teammates. There's no rules here about singing racist songs.
I'll tell you another thing. If I was a black player, and some of these schools I just wouldn't go to. Like, you know what I mean? If you're that good, why not go somewhere where, you know, you don't have that, where that stuff's not prevalent? I think it's ridiculous. And I'm with you, Scott. Like, we're in a day and age now where we're changing names of teams, but you're keeping racist like fight songs and stuff. Get bent. I'm with you. That's ridiculous and stupid.
But I got to tell you, Austin, going to school there is just fantastic. I hosted the Sports and Music Festival on MTV in Austin, and I don't remember any of it. I was there for a week.
Oh, yeah. No, they're South by Southwest. Like, that music festival, dude, I'm into a lot of old, like, skate rock, indie rock and stuff like that. Like, I've had buddies. It's like, that is the best festival, they said, for music they've ever been to. Austin's a very, very interesting city, very open-minded, really cool. Awesome. But they still got, like, the university there. Yeah, like, I was told by many people that I know that have been there, it is their favorite place to go in the United States. They love Austin, Texas.
Listen, I'm going to put Austin and Knoxville, can you say this on the TV and radio? Hottest chicks in the world at University of Texas and at University of Tennessee. I got to give you props. Bobby Bowden expressed his thanks to his doctors, family, and friends after a tough battle with COVID. I got to tell you, I'm surprised, I'll be honest, that he made it through at his age. To get that at that age is a dangerous way to make a living. And I know Florida's facilities closed through Monday while they quarantine after the COVID outbreak. I love the governor of Florida. Let's open everything up. Let's have full stadiums. Let's let all of our old Hall of Fame coaches drop dead of COVID. And let all the kids have cake parties. And let's make out while we're at it.
Yeah, I don't know what DeSantis is doing. Like, honestly, that guy, I don't know where he got his degree from. DeVry? Or, no, it's got to be worse than that. Like, this guy's got no clue. At least at DeVry, you know how to work on a computer. This guy's nuts. Like, are you telling me? Okay, sure. Let's open it up and see what happens. We'll just party. Everyone have sex in the pool. We'll all share from the keg hose, and we'll see what happens after that. Oh, no, don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. Get a grip. My uncle lives in Florida. He's telling me it's an absolute gong show down there. But anyway, I'm with you, Scott. Like, hey, I'm not saying don't live your lives, but don't be fools about it, too. Don't put people in bad spots. Yeah, that guy's a bit of a stooge.
All right, so how about Penn State's basketball coach, Pat Chambers, resigns. Fired. He was fired. Bottom line, the guy told a kid, and I told the story on Throwing a Bench last night about this kid. He wanted to loosen the noose around his neck, and that pretty much did it. And then there were other allegations about him as well. And the player, when he whistle blew and narked, whatever you want to call it, he said that the guy was way worse than just the noose incident. His behavior was appalling, allegedly. And after basically 9 years and success, they would have been a tournament team last year if not for the COVID for the first time since 2011. And they won 26 games. He was doing a great job in Happy Valley, but he lost it all over, I guess, being kind of dangerous with the way he dealt with kids.
The thing is, you know, and you went to Indiana, Scott, like, the thing about Bob Knight is that's just old school, right? Like, you know, you freak out, you might grab somebody. Like, I don't want to sound like I'm a caveman, but I'm not into doing that stuff. But it's a different world we're living in right now. Like, I remember our hockey coach used to chuck pucks at us, like slap them. If we played like junk, he'd put weights on you and make you skate till you almost puked. And that was accepted. And you're even your fan, like, people are like, you got to do it. You guys are a bunch of slugs. Now you can't say anything to anybody. I will not tolerate racist stuff, but I just think also there has to be a balance. Like, you should be able to yell at a kid. If he's not showing up, you're on scholarship and you're not bringing your A game or you're dawdling. There has to be some type of stuff. I don't think, you know, punching a kid or using racist remarks is good, but I find everyone soft. Like, you like can't say anything to anybody anymore. That's kind of the problem that I have. I think we have to look at this stuff. Like, look at the Greg Marshall situation. It got blown way out of proportion, right? at Wichita State?
Well, I don't know about that, it was bad at Winthrop, too. He had multiple incidents at Winthrop now have come to light. And then we talked a lot about this on my radio show that, the best part of it is not the whole allegations about him at practice and the way he treats players and everything else. The best part of it was when dork tried to park in his parking spot outside the arena. Coach Marshall, where they have the sign in front of the guy's parking spot, and the kid parked in his lot, and he allegedly went through the window at this kid. He had this road rage incident where he went through the window and grabbed the kid, and then he denies everything. But there's so many stories about this guy being crazy that I think they have to fire him. I think he's doing. I will tell you, in terms of, players getting yelled at and everything else, you got to have it. But I had a friend that played for Mike Rice at Rutgers. My buddy played for Mafia, knows him. And he was one of his victims where he threw the balls at him and called him all kinds of homophobic slurs and called him, filthy names and abusive language toward the players. And remember, he threw balls at their ankles and at their home plate region. That guy was a sick mother forever. And now he's like, I don't even know what he's doing. He's a crossing guard now. No offense to crossing guards. But I was at Indiana when Bob Knight was screaming at players and yelling and cussing and was very disturbing. People were in fear of him. He was very scary. And he's 6'6 and, 275. The guy's no joke. He played at Ohio State. He's a very big man. And when he starts cussing and yelling and his face starts turning purple, believe me, he got everyone's attention. But I got to tell you, 99% of the players that played for Bob Knight love him. And they all graduated. They all turned into men. They all got an education. And then you got the 1%ers that hated him, couldn't hack it, that transferred or that, cried to their mommies. And then you got the Neil Reed situation where he grabbed him and that cost him his job. And people said he choked him and everything else. But Bob Knight ran it with an iron fist. I think Tom Izzo runs Michigan State with an iron fist. And I guarantee you Frank Martin runs an iron fist at South Carolina.
Oh, big time. I remember Frank Martin when he was with the Kansas State. I'd look at that guy in the sideline watching a game, and I got scared. That's the thing. Things used to be like that, Scott. Like, I remember when I was playing hockey, one of my players that, mouth off to the coach, he punched the coach in the face, and the coach, he goes, let's dance. You know what I mean? And we're just sitting there going, okay. imagine that happening now, a player and a coach having, a fist fight on ice. It's nuts. But anyway.
Marshall did it when it's – Marshall did it with a student. What's the difference? So transfers Olivier Starr from Wake and Jacob Toppin, which is Obi's brother at Rhode Island, were granted transfer waivers. They'll play at Kentucky this season, so they win. Marquette's men's and women's basketball teams are shutting down for 2 weeks after two positive COVID tests. And Toledo paused all basketball activities for 2 weeks after having six players test positive for COVID on Tuesday. Do you think we'll ever play college basketball, Cam?
No, this is the thing. I don't know what we have to do. Bang things over people's heads. It's like, I'm not telling you to go out there in a hazmat suit and never talk to anybody again. But you got to figure it out, man. We don't even know what the hell's going on. Airborne this, that, or the other. Especially for senior citizens. My old man worked at a refinery for 40 years. All of his buddies are dead. He's lucky he's only got COPD. These guys used to deal with asbestos and stuff. I'm telling you, man, you have to be careful with this, Scotty, or we're going to be living in this world for the next 2 years, and I'll never get to see you, my buddies in Vegas, or do anything anymore. Just don't be selfish. That's my tip.
Well, what did you think when the story came out this week that the Big Ten's not going to make the coaches wear masks on the sidelines? Of all stupidity, I nothing tops that. Why the NFL, everyone has to wear one, but in the Big Ten, nobody has to wear a mask. Get ready for super spreader.
I'm with you. In the NFL, I would say if the coaches didn't wear the mask, and compared to college, college is the one where you need to be way more than the National Football League, buddy. You know that.
I mean, that is just absolutely crazy. All right, so lots happening in college basketball and with the COVID. When we come back, we got our fan question. Then we'll get into some UFC 254 from Farrell Adabi. You get it all. Don't go anywhere. Grab a freshie on Coast to Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, so fever is the leading sign of COVID-19, so use an accurate thermometer for twice daily temperature checks. Protect your loved ones with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, clinics, and Pharrell. Stay safe with Exergen. All right, Cam, here it is, the fan question. Hey, Pharrell, did you see Rudy Giuliani perving out on camera? I love the email I get. So he was in a room with a fake journalist doing a clip for the Borat new movie, and old Rudy was caught with his hands down his pants working on, you know, some flute music, practicing for his career in music. Did you see Rudy losing his mind in the room, getting all pervy on his Uncle Rudy?
Yeah, Rudy's been a couple weird years for Rudy, Scott. Like, you know, we all get older and forget things, but Rudy's basically, he's off the cliff right now. Oh, I was just tucking in my trousers. Like, no, that's not true. That's fake. And another thing is, I'm not sure if you saw in Toronto, they have a huge thing on the water. It's a giant inflatable Borat. Like, I don't know what the hell's going on. But as for Giuliani, here's a tip, bud. No one tucks in their pants like that. What, you take us for morons? No.
But how great is it that, like, this guy is such a mule for Trump? It is so unbelievable what comes out of that guy's mouth. I can't even fathom watching that guy after 9/11 in New York with the job that he did. And he was literally on top of the world. He was like one of the most powerful figures in the country. Everybody knew who Rudy Giuliani was. And he was at the peak of his career, and now he's such a shill for this guy. It's so embarrassing. And then they catch him with his hands in his pants with some fake journalist in a Borat movie. Does that not end your career right there? That's the end. That is the last chapter right there. That is, you know, that is advantage Pharrell. I mean, that is, you lose. Swing and a miss. Game over.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.